this out there with this?
Yeah.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Dan Ray, and I am a solution architect with Microsoft down at the Microsoft Technology Center in Chicago. And this afternoon, we're here to talk about Azure Site Recovery. And as I prepared for this session, it reminded me of probably my first experience with site recovery. And that was at one of PSC's largest customers. And I'm debating about whether I'm going to say anything that would be incriminating since I was employed there for 5 years. But I don't believe I will, so I will share the employer with you. It's Gallagher Bassett Services in Itasca, Illinois. That's where I started my career. And I started my career on this. Does anybody remember Microsoft Land Manager, predecessor to Windows NT? So I inherited these servers from the administrator who decided he was leaving, and I fought becoming an administrator because I didn't think I really had the geekiness in me at the time. I was younger, quite a bit younger. And I took this over, and the manager that I was supporting with an application. It was a FoxPro DOS-based application. Question?
Can you do a little closer and take a picture of you?
Sure. Land manager. It gets even better. So the manager at the time asked me on this FoxPro DOS-based application how I would go about recovering that. If we lost the server, or if the OS crashed, or if the drive crashed. And I told them, and I was half kidding, but I was half serious. I said, if this crashes, I'm going to rebuild it with a beta of Windows NT 3.1, and I'm going to run your application on beta software from Microsoft. He was a manager and almost, I think, had a heart attack at the time. He wasn't really comfortable with that answer. But again, back then, I was more comfortable rebuilding one of these than rebuilding one of these. Because you had to do half of this stuff with Land Manager and this DOS editor thing, and then half of it was GUI. It was just, it was a mess. And this wasn't what I was familiar with. Windows NT, even in beta, looked and felt exactly like Windows 3.1. So I knew I can go into File Manager and I can set up a share. I can go into the users and create user accounts. And again, if we're in a disaster, you lost the server or you lost something else, I'd rather go into that. And then we also had tested the backup and the restore. I was able to restore the file system. And really all I had to present back then was a file share with the FoxPro executable and the files they needed to run. So this was my disaster recovery plan 20 plus years ago. We'll take a step back and I'm going to do my version of OMS. And this is somebody that I saw internal give OMS a totally different spin from what I've seen in other decks. Operations Management Suite is like a car. And it's like a car because a car has a lot of instrumentation and capabilities within it. You have things like your speedometer, your odometer, your readings. This is like operational insights. Operational insights is giving you the same insight that a car and the computer information in a car gives you. You also have a lot of convenience features. And these are like Azure Automation. One of the other things that happens are accidents when you have a car. And an accident would be like having something backed up in Azure or having a valid backup of your data. I have a 17-year-old driving one of my cars. So my issue is desired configuration, desired state configuration. My desired state for the car my son is driving is never returned to what I expect or what I gave him when I started. So desired state configuration, looking for drift and avoiding drift. And finally, Azure Site Recovery, you could think of as like car rental. if I have that accident and I need something temporarily, it may or may not be the exact same model, it may or may not be as new, but if it gets me from point A to point B and suffices during that disaster, it's still doing what I need it to do. So we'll start with what Azure Site Recovery is really good at. And that is providing recovery for an environment. If I have a Hyper-V environment and I want to back that up or have site recovery for those Azure VMs, I can actually set up Azure Site Recovery to back up individual virtual machines from Hyper-V. How many folks, just show of hands, are using Hyper-V today? Excellent. More than my hand went up. That's great to see. How many folks are using some other virtualization platform at work? There's the other two-thirds of the hands. And there are a few hands I didn't see go up. So maybe you guys still have physical servers or something else. Well, Azure Site Recovery, besides being able to recover from Hyper-V, can also recover from VMware. So it's not just a Microsoft-only solution. But from Hyper-V or from VMware, I can back up and protect your actual virtual machines. And then I can actually test those virtual machines. That was the second part of my Gallagher story, was when I tested the recovery of the FoxPro-based application. If you haven't tested your recovery, you find out in a disaster. One night I came into work, and it was my job to either upgrade some memory, I don't even know what I was doing, but whatever I was doing to the server required me to take four drives out to get to whatever I was changing, and then put four drives back. And it was late, and I was tired, and again, young. So guess what I didn't think about when I took the four drives out? Did I set them down this way, or did I set them down this way? And it was the FoxPro application, but it wasn't production. It was like their dev test server. But it's still super important, you know. Even though it's dev test, it's super important. Is it super important all the time? You know, you're having me change stuff for you. It's off hours. So I decided, you know, I got a 50-50 chance at this. I'm just going to guess. And I put the drives in the way I think I took them out. And I boot that Compaq server. And I let the Compaq server either re-index the fact that the drives are backwards, or I okayed something. I don't remember how I completely messed it up. But the server, you know, I figured, hey, I turn it on. If it doesn't work, I turn it off. I put the drives in the other direction. It's just going to work, right? Well, maybe if you don't turn it on and let it write that bit of where the four drives are or something else, that server was not coming back up. So that was my first opportunity to actually test the recovery. Again, it's not on production. It's off hours still. My wife's asleep. So I tested the recovery and then tried to calm down the, you know, the manager at the time, because the dev, I believe, was running on NT already. You know, good news and bad news, which one do you want first? Well, let's go with the bad news. I may have erased your entire server last night. But the good news is I restored it from tape at the time. And the restore worked fine, and they didn't seem to know any difference, you know, the actual developers. So it all worked pretty well. The benefit to Azure Site Recovery is that test doesn't have to be in the actual disaster. Because it's a virtual machine that's backed up to Azure, one of the things I can do besides getting it backed up is actually test what's going to happen that day that I move the drives wrong or something fails or whatever reason I'm in that I need a site recovery mode. So that's what Azure Site Recovery provides.
So can I ask,
go ahead.
Get that right. You admitted to the mistake you made?
I did.
The server went down last night as I was repairing it. But don't worry, I fixed
it. And this is being videotaped, right? So this is like my confession. My wife's still employed there, and the manager that I reported to still works there. We still keep in touch, so he wouldn't be surprised to hear this story. But the other thing, again, we can do is protect your applications. We can take not only the virtual machines to the cloud, but we can also protect on-prem to on-prem resources. So again, if your restore scenario is, I got this, I've got primary data center and secondary data center, or I've got a service that's going to provide me equipment. We did that at that employer that I mentioned. We can also coordinate that with Azure Site Recovery. So it can either be Azure as your not only backup and recovery, or it can be Azure actually taking a witness of that recovery for you. The other thing, again, I mentioned is this can be VMware. So it can be VMware to VMware, or it can be VMware to Azure. Questions so far? Yes?
What do you mean by that? Takes a witness.
It's actually doing the coordination of making sure site A or server A is being replicated to the server in the second location, and it's witnessing, you know, that that's actually happening. If you do a backup, you don't test your backup, you've got a problem. So this is something that's looking at making sure that copy happened. At another employer that I won't mention because this didn't go so well, the manager that I reported to, I was coming in to design an intranet. That was going to be my full-time job. The week before I quit Gallagher to go to this other company, the manager calls me and says, by the way, the network administrator left, and I know you do that in your sleep, so you're just going to do that and design us this really cool intranet. I was like, yeah, whatever, you know. I get there, and he explains they have this really cool tape robot. I'm like, this is awesome. I've never used a tape robot. I had to use the robot that was the 24/7 people that would call me when, hey, the tape didn't go in. Did you use two fingers to push the tape in? No, we tried one finger and it kind of got stuck. Try two fingers. That's the new procedure for putting tapes in. This robot's not going to call me at 3 a.m. Well, what ended up happening was the robot would have problems taking tapes and putting them in, and backups would not happen. And so I reported this to the manager, hey, just so you're aware, we're not doing backups because the tape robot you have isn't working. Oh, we'll get, you know, some kind of repair request in. And don't worry about it. I got this. Okay, so you're letting whoever needs to know that I'm not doing backups. Yeah, I got this. Then I start getting the restore requests. And what do you do with those if you're not backing up something? You send them off to the manager who's taking, he's got this, right? Would you like to explain why we're not going to be doing these restores, or would you like me to explain that to the end users? It went sideways, and I spent 6 months there and then left on my own accord. The other thing we can do with Azure Site Recovery is also look at our automation engine as what we're moving into the cloud. So we can also take Virtual Machine Manager and orchestrate Virtual Machine Manager as part of what is being put into Azure Site Recovery. We can also test it, again, physical to virtual. You can decide physical to physical. You have a choice there. And it could be, again, branch sites, colo, whatever the situation is that you have. But in doing this and having Azure as your backup, what can anybody think of as something that might be the bad of this? Or the you better think about this before you implement it?
Unprovable. premises. On premises.
Yeah. All these servers, right, are in your data center or in your secondary or branch. Do you guys all have unlimited bandwidth to the cloud? My tests at home proved, you know, the other thing you might want to be concerned with. At that first company, back when they connected to branch offices, the only thing they were doing was a mainframe application. That was the requirement. They put in the teeniest, tightest connections for a wide area network that were physically possible. And the only thing we were doing was authenticating to a NT domain. We were running a stub logon script that did nothing. And the users were accessing a terminal session to get to a mainframe application. That's all we were putting a wide area network in. So they went with the stingy, I won't say stingy, they went with the low-cost wide area network philosophy. Well, if this is your low-cost wide area network philosophy to the cloud, Azure Site Recovery may or may not be a good thing to go ahead and plug in there. I originally was going to set up Azure Site Recovery as the previous demo. You know, I think you just installed it on Windows 10, right? Mm-hmm. I was like, hey, Windows 10 has Hyper-V. I'll just set up Azure Site Recovery on Windows 10, and everything's going to work fine. Well, apparently, Azure Site Recovery doesn't like Windows 10's version of Hyper-V, so I got an error. So then I decided, well, I've got servers in another room. I'll go ahead and use Server 2016, and I'll install Azure Site Recovery on that, and then I'll have a working demo environment. And it doesn't like 2016 on the physical host. It seems okay in the virtual host, but not the physical host. These are probably things, Brian, that we document somewhere or that you can read about.
Or maybe you should document because it's not done yet.
Right, exactly. So those were the first two learnings. The third learning was, hey, if I take a pristine 2012 R2 image with Hyper-V configured and I put some virtual machines on it, I can install Azure Site Recovery and get it backed up. The issue that Michael warned me about here was the network is potentially being used by how many people? 30 plus people. So fortunately, it didn't work on Windows 10, because when I got it working on Server 2012 R2, guess how much bandwidth it was using to try to back up those systems? It didn't use all, which that's good. We designed it correctly. It was using about 10% of available bandwidth. It was pumping about 10 to 12 megabytes per second up to Azure from my virtual machine. So the other thing to keep in mind is, what's the connection up to Azure, and then how much are you going to consume of that actual bandwidth? Again, the other thing is, we have a number of scenarios that we support. Virtual machine manager, site-to-site. We can do that with Hyper-V replica. We can do that with SAN storage. In any of these situations, there's just a process similar to what you showed, where you go through and you install, or you create a vault. You install the virtual machine management agent. You configure cloud protection. You set up and map your network resources. From there, you actually protect the individual virtual machines. And then once they're protected, you can actually fail over those machines. In a Hyper-V scenario, you actually create a Hyper-V install. You get a registration key and a install similar to what you did with OMS for operational insights. You prepare your resources. You set up a storage account and you set up a network for those resources to be on. You go ahead and set up a protection group You put in the individual virtual machines. So again, on the virtual machine I had, the physical machine I had three virtual machines built. I built a 2012 R2, I built a 2012 R2 with the updates, and I built a 2016 virtual machine. Based on those protection groups, you can then either fail over, or you can actually test your failover. You can do either. And again, I'm going to get creative here and see if I have at least enough bandwidth to show you the interface and some of the things you do here. So, DRAY-DR is the disaster recovery tests I've been doing for the last couple days. This is where, again, you create your virtual site, drop down. So you tell it what you're trying to do. Is this physical to virtual? Can you guys see this okay, or is this as bad as PowerPoint? Is that better?
Yes.
I have a pet peeve, and that's if PowerPoint, if you can't read a PowerPoint, don't tell me you can't read it. Just, you know, make it bigger, do something. So these are your options from a standpoint of configuring Azure Site Recovery. I set it up for Hyper-V and Azure. You create your Hyper-V site, and then you download the registration key, and you download the provider. These are the same things we did with Operational Insights earlier. So I install these on the system, and then I get the system talking to Azure.